Story number 46, The Walls of Jericho. What's making these walls of Jericho fall? It looks as if a big bomb has hit them. But in those days, they didn't have bombs. They didn't even have guns. It is another miracle of Jehovah. Let's learn how it happened. Listen to what Jehovah tells Joshua. You and your fighting men are to march around the city. March around it once each day for 6 days. Carry the Ark of the Covenant with you. 7 priests should walk ahead of it and blow their horns. On the 7th day, you should march around the city 7 times. Then give a long sound on the horns, and have everyone shout with a great war cry, and the walls will fall down flat. Joshua and the people do what Jehovah says. While they march, everyone is silent. No one speaks a word. All that can be heard is the sound of the horns and the marching feet. The enemies of God's people in Jericho must have been afraid. Can you see that red cord hanging from a window? Whose window is that? Yes, Rahab has done what the 2 spies told her to do. All her family are inside watching with her. Finally, on the 7th day, after marching round the city 7 times, the horns sound, the fighting men shout, and the walls fall. Then Joshua says, "Kill everyone in the city and burn it. Burn everything, save only the silver, gold, copper, and iron, and give them to the treasury of Jehovah's tent." To the 2 spies, Joshua says, "Go into the house of Rahab and bring her and all her family out." Rahab and her family are saved, just as the spies had promised her.